just across the lake in the Adirondacks, many of the country's best bobsledders train on the track at Lake Placid. It's also a regular stop for the bobsledding World Cup races. And last week, VPR's Sage Van Wing got a chance to slide down the track.
It's a cold, sunny day here in the middle of the Adirondacks, and I'm standing halfway up the side of Mount Van Hovenberg. The sliding track here makes over 20 turns and drops 400 feet. John Lundeen is communications manager for the Olympic Regional Development Authority. He says bobsledding is a tough discipline and often a misunderstood sport.
You know, some people, they don't understand the sliding sports, whether it be bobsled, skeleton, or luge, but it's really no different than auto racing. First one to the finish line wins, second one silver, third gold, and so on down.
All right, attention.
This is my first day working.
The track is now clear from the finish to start four, Don Reggie with Heather and Chris.
Instead of pushing the sleds, early on, the athletes actually bobbed backwards and forwards, and that began the process of starting the sled. And then during the 1932 Olympic Games, which were right here in Lake Placid, that's the first games in which the athletes actually pushed the sled. Let's take the four-man as an example. You have your driver, your two pushers, and your brakeman, and they all work in unison to push that sled. And then they have to jump in, and that's where it looks like complete chaos, where, you know, guys are just jumping in the sled, but it's actually very well orchestrated because everybody's got to get into that sled as quickly as possible and as gracefully as possible as well.
You want to hop in here right behind him. Your legs are going to go right around each side of him, and you're going to scoot right up nice and tight, okay?
The professionals might be graceful,
all right,
but amateurs like myself are a little more awkward climbing into the sleds.
Grab them, okay?
Okay.
So you're just going to sit up straight and kind of hold yourself in place.
That's it? No strapping in? You just hold on? I got to hold on. All right. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris. I'm Sage. Nice to meet you.
Stay relaxed. Don't overdrive the sled. Don't overthink it. If you're overdriving the sled, then you're just causing too much friction between the blades and the ice, and you're slowing yourself down. You can run the cleanest tangent, but in doing so, you may be oversteering the sled. So now you're the slowest. Because just the being relaxed and knowing where the pressure is on the curve so you can maintain your speed. You want to be on your steer. The sled may go in a direction that you don't want it to go, and you've got to make sure that you're in control of that sled. So the athletes are always on their game and always on their steer here when they compete in Lake Placid.
During the winter season, the drivers here might go down this track 30 or 40 times in one day. The Olympians who practice here usually get in only 3 or 4 runs a day. But some of the guys who are sledding down the hill with tourists like me also have their own Olympic ambitions.
My name is Jake Peterson. I am originally from Zimmerman, Minnesota. My dad was actually a bobsledder. My dad slid from like 83 to 93, and he actually coached the 94 games. I do work here and I train here. I live here full time now, training to eventually make the Olympic bobsled team.
John Lundeen says the whole town of Lake Placid is rooting for the athletes they've seen riding down this track.
It's a constant thing. You are eating, breathing, sleeping bobsled every single day of your life. When you are committing yourself to become an Olympian, you are committing your life to the sport. You make sure every single movement you make is getting you closer to what you hope to achieve.
All right, attention, clear the track. The track is now clear from the finish to start four.
We'll see how the next 4 years go, and if things go my way, hopefully I will be sliding in South Korea.
To watch them for the first time when they just jump into a sled and you kind of see them, you think, you know, they may or may not make it, and now they're competing in Sochi. We take pride in it because, you know, we're such an Olympic town. We watch it very intently.
For VPR News, I'm Sage Van Wing.
The Olympic sliding track in Lake Placid is home to the bobsled, luge, and skeleton. And you can learn more by going to our website, vpr.net/Vermont Edition.